Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a great and a mighty God. Amen. Amen. Merciful and kind is He. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, I'm so thankful that each day of our lives, He's focused on each one of us. Amen. He knows right where we're at, and He knows right what's going on in our life. And when we look to Him, He's here to help us through every step. Amen. And so this morning, we're just going to be thankful to the goodness of God and His hand on our lives. And we're just going to worship and be very thankful this morning over God's grace. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just give You glory. Hallelujah.
Buried beneath my shade, who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met You. I was breathing but not I
Stop! still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I see you do it. I believe I see you do it again. Seen you move. You move the mountains. I believe I see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe I see you do. I see you do it again.
God woke me up yesterday morning with these words over and over and over again. Who do you believe I am? Who am I to you? Who do you say I am? Over and over. And I just was laying there just thinking about who I thought he was. And then he said, you know, I've given you authority. I've given you authority in my name over every situation, everything that you come across or may face. I've given you that authority. It's your choice whether you want to give the situation authority or whether you want to take authority in my name. And as I, when I got up and I started spending time with him and searching out authority in the Bible, and this scripture just kept coming up over and over, and it's in it's Luke 10:19. Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall harm you. He says all of the enemy. So everything that you come across, you've got authority. It's up to you which authority you're going to use.
Starts to vanish, every hopeless situation. Yeah. You tell
like the worms and the sea. Don't you tell me he can't do it.
Song, the Lord rose up something in my spirit. The Lord is going to do a work with the youth here. What the youth, there's been several youth praying. And the Lord wants you to know you got to keep pressing in because you're going to get what you prayed.
Wonder working God, and you heal because you love. Ooh.
confess it this morning.
You're too good to not believe. You're too good to not believe. You're too good to not believe. You're too good to not believe.
If I can't hear you, neither can say. It's time to start standing on something, 'cause you're too good. Questions. Ain't no more room for if. I'm gonna share something with you. I remember a long time ago, I was sitting there. I heard Pastor tell this story. And as he told this story, I got thinking about it. I was like, you know what? Maybe that day will come for me. But I remember sitting in my room as in this little two-bedroom house. We got five kids. And I was sitting in front of my desk, and I threw my Bible on the table, and I said, God, either you will be who this Bible says you're going to be, or I'm done with you. And there's a few of you in here today that's thinking the same thing. Let me tell you something, that's the most ignorant thing I've ever said to the Lord. Because he showed up, and I'm telling you what, he wrecked my world. If you're sitting here and you're questioning something today, it's time to get a resolve. But we ain't going nowhere. Pastor Gene ain't shut me up yet, so I'm right on it. I mean that playfully. So in this atmosphere, let's just set some resolves. We're going to serve, not because we want to gain, but because we want others to gain.
When I may be found. Isn't that what he says? There's an atmosphere set for you to come up and to get set free, to be delivered from this thing that's holding you back that he's talking about. You want your answer? All you've got to do is come to him. Amen? Amen. So we've got Pastor Phillips that will come up and pray for you. So if that's you, as we continue to sing this song, don't be shy. Just come forward and let us pray for you. Amen?
Shame holds you back.
You're too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. You're too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. Too good to not believe. You're too good. Too good to not believe. You're too good.
Don't just be an onlooker. Look, there's something I've learned, is that you gotta go when God says it's time to go. Not when you think it's comfortable. Not when you're just sitting around waiting, thinking it's gonna be like, God, when are you gonna show up? When are you gonna show up? And then he shows up and you don't know what to do with it. Don't be a stranger to his presence. Don't be a stranger to how he talks.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm believing that those of you, if we're still on live stream, we good? On live stream? Okay. That God is working on your behalf too.
Amen.
Before service, when the worship team was praying, we just felt that God was wanting to do something today, whether you were here or whether you're watching.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe we're in a time of stripping away all that's not of God, stripping away of all of our selfishness, all of our pride, all of our ego, all of our own desires, right? Like, God will give you the desires of your heart. The word says that, but our desire needs to become him more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Bible says we need to die to self and live to him. Pick up our own cross and follow him daily. And I think that there's a harvest coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we harvesters, we workers, have to be ready. We are the workers. And I believe that he's trimming and he's shaving. And trimming may not even be just in one person. It may be in bodies. And mm-hmm. he's separating the wheat from the tares. And there's no straddling a line. It says, I wish you'd be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out. But we know that if you're cold, you're going to be hot for the rest of your life if you stay that way.
Amen.
Right?
Praise the Lord.
So we need to pick up our cross daily, and we need to follow him, and we need to make sure that our heart is focused on the things of the Lord. Sit at the feet of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get there? Sit at the feet of Jesus. The worship time that we had here, my gosh, just sitting up here in his presence, Go home, read the word. See what he says about it. Mm-hmm. Don't take our word for anything. Mm-hmm. Listen, I wouldn't take a man's word for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I trust my husband, and I believe he wouldn't lie to me. But I believe that he can get something maybe just a little bit wrong.
Amen, amen.
Man can't change the oil in a car. Hallelujah. There's things he can't do. There's things I can't do, right? And so sometimes when we hear something, it goes through our own filter, and we want to make it be what we think it is, not what God says it is. And so that's why you have to go study to show yourself approved. Make sure that you know what you know about the Word of God. Amen? You don't just come in on a Sunday or a Thursday and hear the Word and think that's all you need. You're barely living and breathing if that's all you're getting.
Amen.
Right? You throwing stuff at me?
No. Sorry, babe.
That's all right. Mm. We need to be in His Word daily.
Amen. Praise
seeking
God.
Him daily. Allowing Him to trim us up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
You're worthy. Okay, so we do have VBS is coming up.
Amen.
I'm looking for her. Amen. Amen. There she is. Come on up here, Amber. I'm looking for you around your normal seat. You changed on me.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So just give them.
All right, so we're going to have it basically around the same time we normally do. So it's going to be July 23rd through the 27th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And we are holding a volunteer meeting next week after church to see kind of who all's interested or think they may be able to help out and kind of get some things coordinated with that. Mm-hmm. But kind of fitting with what you were talking about just a moment ago, our theme this year is going to be praise. Praising mm-hmm. God, and there will be different aspects of God's character that we'll be focusing on throughout the thing. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm looking forward to that. And Amen. Encourage you to volunteer. Amen.
Amen. Help
the kids love
children.
It. Our grandbabies love yeah, it.
They do.
You guys are so good to them when they come here that the next time they come back every day, am I kidding?
No.
Let's go to church. Come on, it's time to go to church. We're like, no, that was last time. That was VBS. You only go to church on, we're only going to church on Thursday and Sunday this time. No, Grandma, we got to go to church. Praise the Lord, they want to go to church. Amen?
Amen. Praise
I'm
God.
I'm not even going to say that gets Hallelujah. On my nerves because it don't. I'm glad they want to hear the word.
Yes, amen.
And get in His presence. Amen?
Hallelujah, yes.
And so the women's breakfast / Bible study is going to be this coming Saturday. Am I right this time?
Amen.
At 9 a.m. here at the church, breakfast will be provided. And so then we'll have somebody teaching the word. I'm going to be teaching the word this time, actually. But if you're new to this or you're new to Only Believe, we do this the first Saturday of every single month unless it's a holiday. And then we kind of push it to the next month. And we have breakfast, but then we have somebody in the congregation, one of the women in the congregation, and it's different every time, bring the word forward and teach us. And it is so good. It is so good to hear each other give feedback and talk about what my struggles are, they're talking about what their struggles are and what God has done to help them through. So it's amazing. So we invite you to come and be with us again,
Amen.
Just right here at the church at 9 o'clock on this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then men.
Hallelujah.
Men's breakfast?
Amen.
When is it?
It's obviously going to be the third Saturday, and it's going to be a blessing. And us men are meeting right here at the church this time. Amen. Usually we go to the plaza,
Amen.
But this month we're going to stay tucked right in here.
Amen.
And it's just going to be a blessing and the goodness of God. And us men are going to cook some stuff. Praise the Lord.
Just make sure you clean that kitchen up when you're done. Bless the Lord. It's what it's there for, but it's not there for you to keep it filthy.
Praise the Lord.
No, you men are amazing. You will clean it up. I know you will.
Yeah,
and
we'll
then keep us on your calendar. In June, on the 17th, in that whole week, we have Mark Dunphy Ministries coming. They're going to put their tent up, and we're going to have a big tent revival.
But they start here on the 18th, right? Sunday night.
Yes. Yes, the 17th Amen. Is when you're getting married, right? Yes. Okay. The 18th. The 18th in all week.
I knew the 17th was a very important date.
I knew
it's a tremendous date.
Yes.
Praise God. And we're looking forward to that time for Emma and Brandon to be together.
Is that announced? Is that okay? Yeah, we're allowed to say. See, I'm afraid people's going to bite my head off if I say information that they're waiting to say. But we're excited for them. That's their wedding day.
Amen.
And so,
the 17th is a tremendous day.
Have you got back with Christy Amico yet?
No.
Okay, we're working on getting Christy Amico here in June on a Thursday night, too. So that will be amazing. Amen. We all love Christy Amico. So we'll give you an update, obviously, next time.
Amen. And I just want to remind you of one more thing. Jason, who's out in the lobby today, is looking for volunteers and people that want to go out and do outreach. Amen. So we want to do some things and we want to get people involved. So please make sure that you connect with him because he's planning to get together with you and just share some things with you. So that'll be a blessing. And I want us all to join in as many as we possibly can. And that'll be good. Amen? Now, before we go any further, we have a couple prayer requests. And so first we're going to put Jerry before you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Jerry before you, Father. And Lord, on this sickness battle that she's going through, Father, we just ask your hand to be greatly upon her, Father God, to strengthen her, Father God. Lord, to give those who are supplying medical treatment, give them wisdom, Father God. Touch their very hands and let every step of this process bring her to healing and have her hand upon you, Father God. And Lord, we have someone amongst us, Father God, who's lost a loved one, Father. And Lord, we just pray for that family, Father God. We put them before you and we ask for grace and strength for them at this time, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we're just going to let the Lord be with us today. Amen. So we're going to let children go and teens go and get started on their journey this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. I'm thankful that for that word that God is going to do something in our teens. I believe that. Amen. And it says right here in the book of Proverbs, and I'm going to read out of Proverbs chapter 3, and it says in verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In other words, we want to do things God's way. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen. So this morning we just want to remember the fact that whatever we have in our life, it's because God has given us. Amen. And so praise God. He's blessed us with work and different things like that. And in doing so, God's hand is on our life. Amen? It says that he will touch us and he will give us skills with our hands and he will touch us in ways that gives us witty inventions and just things where God's hand is on our life. And what we want to do is make sure that we're doing our part to step into the favor and the grace of God that's available to us. And so we want to be givers, right? And we want to be people that give and open up our heart to know that God is working with us when we stand with him and use our faith and just release our faith in this area. Amen? So this morning, we're just going to pray and we're going to give you the opportunity to give and let God's hand be upon your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray blessing over tithes and offerings today, Father God. That God, as people give, Father God, you touch them, you touch their life, Father. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you give us favor with men and favor in this life, Father God, and that you just move things on our behalf, Lord God. And Father, that in the realm of finances, you're just helping people today, Father God, and you're just touching their situations and bringing them into places, Father God, where your redemption and your hand is on their life, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Whoa.
Yes, too good to not believe. 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 Too good to not
their work and effort in making sure that they help us walk into the presence of God. Amen? And we're thankful for that. And this morning, I just want to talk to you, and we're going to go along the lines that God is no respecter of persons. Amen? And that we're just going to see how he touches people and that he wants to make sure that you know that he's available for you. Amen? So in Romans chapter 10, I'm going to begin to read in verse 9, and it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm so thankful for the goodness of God because it covers every one of us, doesn't it? It lets us know that it does not matter where you've been or how you've been or what life has brought you through. You know, sometimes we have to take responsibility.